Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Welcome once again to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. Let me begin today by sharing our thanks to all who have responded with comments about our programs, the ones that we provide from week to week. I know that some of our mail in response to those who have written us has not always made it through, especially during this past year when so much has been disrupted. We want everyone to know that we are very grateful and very thankful for the good words that have been shared with us and have encouraged us to continue with MOI broadcast. We are grateful for the emails and the letters that have come. It is very much our desire to provide encouragement to all believers who hear our program and also to help those who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior to hear of our Lord and know Him as their Savior. With a fervent prayer, we offer our ministry to as many as we can reach in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today I would have us consider the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into this world through the virgin birth, just as was prophetically announced hundreds of years before Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. The fulfillment came to pass, and we celebrate the promise of God that the Savior would come. As we look back into history, we remember the night that Jesus was born in the stable in Bethlehem of Judea. And we, in faith, rejoice in the birth of God's one and only Son, who is our Savior, our Redeemer, and Lord.
Gentle Shepherd, find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There's no
often visit the scriptures that tell us of the Lord's birth. Matthew and Luke fill in most of the details about the birth of the Messiah who would come. The only reference that the Apostle John gives us is that Jesus was the Word that was with God in the beginning, and that the Word became flesh. We know more about the incarnation by the inspired pen of Luke and Matthew, and Matthew shares some facts that we would not know from any other source. He tells us of Joseph's dream and how he believed the angel's message that Mary had been blessed with a child by the Holy Spirit. He believed in the truth that her child would be Emmanuel and be born of a virgin. Joseph was faithful in keeping Mary a virgin until after Jesus was born. And this same apostle informs us of the visit of the Magi, who came from afar to give worship and honor to the newborn King of the Jews. He shares their witness of the star that guided them to where Jesus and Mary were in Bethlehem. We also are told about how the news concerning the newborn king disturbed many among the Jews, including King Herod, and his purpose in seeking the child was not to worship him as he claimed, but to kill him. God intervened so that the Magi did not inform Herod of where Jesus could be found. Joseph was visited by another angel after Jesus was born about the danger from Herod. And he was instructed to take Jesus and Mary to Egypt until it was safe to return. And it is by Matthew's record that we are grieved with the news of all the two-year-old baby boys in the vicinity of Bethlehem being killed by the order of King Herod. When Joseph was visited another time by an angel informing him that it would be safe for them to return from Egypt, he returned. And he raised Jesus in Nazareth to fulfill another prophecy that Jesus would be called a Nazarene. Luke gives us details of the Lord's birth itself that would not be known to the world unless he had written them down and that they had been preserved by God's providential care. Luke's account tells of the announcement by the angel to Mary. She was told about being chosen by God and how she had found favor in the Lord's sight. She heard the words of God's messenger that she would bear a son by the Holy Spirit, and he would be called the Son of the Most High. Her son would sit upon the throne of David, and he would reign over his kingdom forever. Mary humbly submitted to the Lord's will and accepted her place of service for the Lord. Luke's pen reveals Caesar Augustus making the decree that a census be taken of all the people. That order meant that Joseph and Mary would need to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and so God uses the governing forces to accomplish his divine purpose that his son be born in Bethlehem of Judea. Luke's account describes the night that Jesus was born. The stable scene is known because, he tells us, there was no room for them in the inn. Jesus was born in the stable. The angels appear in the night sky, and they sing God's praises and blessings upon men. The shepherds see and hear the angel, who tells them of the Lord's birth and where they could find him. And then they go, and they see for themselves what they had been told. Their response was to glorify and praise God for the Lord's birth. Since that night, praises have continued to be raised up to heaven. To this very time, these scriptures have led believers to rejoice with one another over the incarnation of the world's Savior. Many traditions have been created and developed by men all over this earth. One such tradition is concerning his birth is the time, the date on the calendar that we celebrate. Men have made that tradition to appoint a given day to his birth. Well, there's no record that would tell us whether it was his birthday or not. But evidently, God did not deem it necessary for these records to be kept and known and honored. But that does not in any way nullify the special event of the Lord's coming. Whether we would set the celebration on this day or another week, month of the year, the fact of his coming from heaven through the virgin birth is the truth that not only should be accepted, but it should be celebrated because of his coming to fulfill all righteousness. And we read the very words of the Gospel of Luke. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, Because he belonged to the house and line of David, he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Well, this took place on a night long, long time ago. We hold to these words and believe in them as the truth. We are compelled to rejoice in the precious gift of the Son of God coming to save us from our sins. The angels of heaven, a host of them, sang that night in the sky. They were celebrating, and the shepherds added to the celebration that night with their words of glory and praise to God. Whatever we might traditionally do, it is all about the celebration of God's Son coming down to earth to live as a man, to die for our sins, and to rise up from the grave to give us hope for eternal life. So once again, we anticipate sharing the songs, the messages of hope, and all the various ways of celebrating the Lord Jesus Christ and the virgin birth. Above all things, let the Lord be praised. Let your heart rejoice in the newborn King, who is indeed the Savior of men, the Son of God.
Breath of heaven, hold me together.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.